Europe's central bank boss warns there's a long way to go in the fight against inflation. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain. Thanks for being back with us. Christine Lagarde painted a pretty stark picture when she spoke following her bank's decision to raise interest rates across the EU to 2%. And the ECB boss warned it was obvious more rises in the 0.5% mark were on the way between now and March too. It came on the same day the UK's central bank, the Bank of England, followed suit, raising its borrowing cost to 3.5%. Russ Mould, the investment director at the UK firm AJ Bell, rounds up the latest bout in the fight against sky-high inflation.
We also saw increases in Switzerland, Denmark, Norway, Mexico, the Philippines, Taiwan, and the European Central Bank particularly was very aggressive, raising its inflation forecasts, cutting its economic growth forecasts, but still saying, President Christine Lagarde, we have more to do.
Yeah, and it feels like for the first time we started to hear some sort of pushback from politicians and economists across the Eurozone, didn't we, yesterday, that, hang on a minute, this might cause a much more damaging recession than we were expecting.
And the Bank of England, if you look at what they said, the Monetary Policy Committee there was actually split on what policy decision to take. So there's clearly concern that central banks are tightening policy, increasing credit card bills and mortgage bills for consumers to stop them spending so much, as we may already be moving into recession. So they do have a very difficult balancing act.
I've seen it being termed, this inflation picture, Russ, as sticky. What's causing that stickiness?
Well, the oil price is down by a third from its high. We've seen shipping costs come down. We're starting to see supply chains unlock. But as the price of goods perhaps begins to flatten off a little bit, we're still seeing service inflation and particularly wage inflation. But central banks don't want to see too much of that because it kind of becomes a reinforcing cycle as we saw in the 1970s.
Sounds like it's an issue we're going to be speaking to you again about in the new year. Russ Mould, investment director at AJ Bell. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a look at the numbers now. Yeah, because shares across Europe are down on those moves this Friday morning. London's FTSE 100 currently down just over 1%. The CAC 40 in Paris also down 1%. And in Frankfurt, the DAX currently down 0.8% too. A legal case in Kenya is alleging Facebook didn't do enough to stop viral posts that encouraged the spread of hate and violence during Ethiopia's civil war. Abraham Merig, the son of an Ethiopian academic shot dead after being attacked in Facebook posts, is among those bringing the case against its parent company, Meta. They want a $2 billion fund for victims of hate on Facebook and changes to the platform's algorithm. Meta said it invested heavily in moderation and tech to remove hate. Rosa Curling is director of the non-profit firm Foxglove, which is helping to bring the case.
We're arguing that Facebook is causing hate and violence to go viral in pursuit of advertising profits. It has failed fundamentally to hire enough content moderation staff for the languages covered in its Nairobi moderation hub. Those failings are leading to people like Abraham's father very, very tragically dying.
And just explain to people why the case is being heard in Nairobi and not Ethiopia, obviously, where these events are alleged to have taken place.
Nairobi is the hub for Facebook content moderation for Eastern and Southern Africa. So the decisions that are being made in Nairobi are affecting the people of nations numbering about 500 million people.
And what you're arguing is that Facebook isn't trying hard enough to stop this, or?
We're arguing that Facebook is causing hate and violence to go viral in pursuit of advertising profits. It has failed fundamentally to hire enough content moderation staff for the languages covered in its Nairobi moderation hub. And those failings are leading to people like Abraham's father very, very tragically dying and being killed. Currently, for 117 million people living in Ethiopia, Facebook has chosen to employ 25 content moderators. Those 25 only speak 3 of the 85 languages currently spoken in Ethiopia. That is woefully inadequate. They can clearly hire far more people. They can also clearly make changes to their software design that would make sure that this viral hate is stopped. And we saw in the US that they took steps in 2020 in relation to the presidential election, and they are choosing not to take those steps in relation to what's happening in Ethiopia.
Rosa Curling, director at Foxglove, who are helping bring that case in Nairobi. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, in response to some of those allegations, a spokesperson for Meta told the BBC hate speech and incitement to violence were against the platform's rules. They said, "We employ staff with local knowledge and expertise and continue to develop our capabilities to catch violating content in the most widely spoken languages in the country." Meta said steps already taken in Ethiopia, including reducing posts' virality, expanding violence and incitement policies, and improving enforcement. Well, let's head to the UK now, because for almost 50 years, the British record industry has presented silver, gold and platinum discs to artists who sell a lot of singles and albums. Now a fourth award is going to be added, the Brit Billion. The special trophy will be presented to acts whose songs have been streamed a billion times. Our entertainment correspondent, Colin Patterson, has been finding out more.
Wizard with See My Baby Jive, the first single to go gold in the UK. It was that year, 1973, when the record industry started to officially give out silver, gold and platinum discs. When the Beatles were photographed holding framed records, those had been presented to them by magazines. Now the BPI are to introduce a new award, the Brit Billion, for acts who reach a cumulative total of a billion streams across all their tracks. The most streamed single in UK history is Lewis Capaldi's Someone You Loved with 560 million plays, meaning that one song puts him more than halfway to the landmark total. It seems likely when the scheme starts next year, a lot of the new trophies will be handed out.
Scotsman Lewis Capaldi dividing our production team here today. He'll be on my headphones on the way home, though. Thanks from our team, Katie Barnfield, James Graham, our editor Joe Critcher, Jack, who's been at the controls today, and thanks to you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.